watching Aaron and Derek in the supposed free country to the Toys R Us parking lot in North Austin. I think other people should show up there right now peacefully with their video cameras and get out and videotape the Marines telling security to kick American citizens out because they dare be there asking questions. You heard the Marine officer knew who I was. This is incredible. I can be in England, Canada, L.A. I can be in Costa Rica and people walk up all over the place. That's how big an effect we're having on waking people up. I know my videos are also distributed to the Marine Corps and the Army. And again, I'm sure these guys aren't bad guys, but see, I'm just getting toys for the kids, as if that sergeant doesn't know what this is really all about, acclimating. If he doesn't, he needs to think again. And they're at the sports stadiums, checking, searching people all over the country. It's getting you ready for martial law, as they've now publicly announced. Congress has been threatened with martial law. They don't go along with the bankers. We now have Fed governors coming out and saying the central Fed has declared War Powers Act. That's Bloomberg, AP, and others. You cannot make this type of stuff up. And so this is what I'm asking listeners. All over Austin, go to the Toys R Us, you know, in between Mopac and 183, that big island of stores. Park all over different areas. Walk in with your video cameras, your iPhones. You can go in the store, buy something if you want, to come back out, to get them from the inside out when you come in. Don't immediately walk right up. Some of you immediately walk up, do different things. Now, go. Because the issue wouldn't just be them handing out the toys. Now it's the police state of how dare you in America show the Marines handing out the toys. What they need is their Bill of Rights and their Constitution and their future. That's what our children need. Bob Chapman, former military intelligence, the largest silver and gold broker in the world at a time and the largest news financial newsletter in the world at a time, then retired and came back. Bob Chapman, what do you think of what you're hearing right now?
I think it's dreadful, but it's not surprising. And, of course, just like law enforcement, military is in the middle. And, of course, that's where Washington wants them. This just adds to the chaos.
Well, the good news is if 20 people show up with cameras, they're not going to be able to stop them all. It's a freak. And I guarantee you there's going to be other news there. They're operating and behaving as if this is open to the public. And so they have no reason to stop people videotaping what's going on. This is outrageous.
Well, as you said, it's the beginning of martial law in the police state.
Yeah, they point cameras at us everywhere, but we can't have our cameras.
Yeah, that's interesting. Very, very interesting.
Well, you know, Blue Santa and all this sounds great, but how about the cops stop helping kidnap people's kids without due process? How about we do that for our families instead of, you know, this is all for public relations. They admit they're in the schools all over the military, threatening kids with jail if they don't sign up, saying it's the law, they've got to sign the papers. That's been all over the news. We know what's going on. Can you believe the Marines know who I am?
Yeah, I can. And one of the interesting things about what I do is a program that I'm on that caters to active and retired Marines and other military people, as well as State Department people. And you would be surprised what they call in and tell me on the program, or a lot of it comes in instant messages as well. But we get information coming in from Russia and Spain and Venezuela and Thailand, and it's really an unusual program.
Bob, we're going to take calls on finances and the police state this hour. Everybody's hold. We're getting to you. Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You have found it. The front lines of the InfoWar, the defense of the Republic. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We are launching our info probes in North Austin.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, All food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dylan. Jim Dylan has always been accurate when he calls in. Says that it's the Toys R Us, maybe means Babies R Us, at 620 and 183 by Best Buy. If folks want to go out there and, oh, we're so radical, videotape the Marines engaging in their psyop with the children. The bigger issue here is that they're trying to run him off, saying it's not a free country. They have radio stations out there. They propagandize. They act like it's open to the public. But then you've heard all the stories about inside shopping malls and arresting the one time a city head lawyer. He was wearing a Peace on Earth shirt, and they thought it was anti-war. And they said, take your shirt off right now. And he said, I can't. It's my shirt. So they arrested him. So, you know, they tell you to leave, go, but just inform people. And if 20, 30 people show up, there's nothing they can do. That'll be more than they can handle. And again, the establishment acts like free speech and activism is so evil. It's, oh my gosh, they want a video to have the Marines. No, not that. But we'll give you reports on this as it unfolds. And I'll have more when I go live today from 4 to 5 p.m. with a special test broadcast on this Friday, only at PrisonPlanet.tv and the Infowars.com audio streams today. And starting Monday, it'll be the regular showtime. We didn't do the test today. We are doing it today. If the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, as they say. Going back to, and we're going to open the phones up in the next segment on any issue with Bob Chapman. Bob, I got to talk to you about this. Bloomberg, as you know, 7 weeks ago, asked to hear about, to know where the first $2 trillion of the now $8.5 trillion so far that we know of being stolen by the foreign banks in the banker takeover. They asked to see that. They said no. So 5 weeks ago, they sued them. Yesterday, last night, they said no. The federal government said you can't know where the money went, though they advertise it as all being public. Okay, that A, B, Congress isn't even allowed to know. And then C, as you know, I'm sure it was in the New York Times yesterday, what we said they would do, the Federal Reserve private offshore bank is now saying they're going to issue their own government-style T-bills and cut out the Treasury entirely, literally becoming the government. So this is private corporations taking over the government. It's a corporate takeover, and that we will pay our carbon taxes to them. So please address those issues.
Well, first of all, effort by Bloomberg speaks for itself. The government absolutely refuses to answer. And so, in other words, there is no law. The law is only what they say it is. And so, as they go along, they change the laws. And I don't know what Bloomberg or anybody else is going to do next. If they won't give the information out, I mean, where do you go to demand that they get it? I don't know what their next legal avenue is. But it's very atypical of what we've been talking about for years on this program, and that is there's two sets of rules, one for them and one for us. And before I get into the Fed, I'd like to mention today that we have another scandal on Wall Street. We find that Bernard Madoff, who is a former chairman of the NASDAQ and has been in the brokerage business for some 40 or more years, I guess almost 50 years, he was running a Ponzi scheme. This man's very well known. And it looks like $50 billion is gone astray. He was paying off the old investors that he promised returns on with new investors' money, which qualifies it as a Ponzi scheme. And, you know, he's been doing this for years, and he said that. And, you know, you wonder, where is the SEC while all this is going on? Then we have Robert Rubin, former Secretary of the Treasury under Bill Clinton, who was involved in and was a leading light in the Citigroup scandal and another Ponzi-type scheme, which was involved in collateralized debt obligations, which Citigroup and others made deals with the rating services, giving them AAA ratings. And, of course, AAA ratings were not AAA ratings. They were BBB, which is the difference between a 10 being the highest AAA and the other BBB being a 4 or 3. And then this is how all this happened. And one of the interesting things here is first of all, I think Madoff is going to end up going to jail. But I don't think that Rubin will. But this is so typical of what goes on Wall Street and has for a long, long time. And, you know, I don't know the exact answer other than having an SEC that is run by perhaps private interests and paid by the government. I don't know what the answer is, but whatever Wall Street has been doing, and this is not new, it's been going on for many, many years, the regulation is not working. And I had to put that in there because it's part of this syndrome. And then we have, as you said, the Fed wanting to issue bonds and usurping the U.S. Treasury is essentially what they're doing. And, of course, there won't be any collateralization because they just have the ability to create money out of thin air. And so they are taking over the reins of power along with corporate America and Wall Street and banking. And we have a total fascist, corporatist government.
Now, Bob, here's a $64 million question. Why are they going for broke like this? I mean, there's never been financial crimes that I know of. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Ever in modern history of anything near this, open stealing of $8.5 trillion, saying they won't say where it went, open Ponzi schemes by Citibank and everybody else, openly Federal Reserve saying you'll pay taxes to us, you'll buy T-bonds from us. I mean, this is even blowing me away.
Well, there is no precedent for it because it's right out in the open, and they're saying We run everything. We control the courts. We get the decisions we want. If we do something on Wall Street that's wrong, we neither admit nor deny, and we pay a fine and go on doing the same thing that we did before, which is lying, cheating, stealing, and corruption.
And now they're in control of the military, just like with the Wall Street coup they tried in the 30s with Hitler, which is McCormick-Dickstein Committee in the 50s exposed. I mean, where does it go from here now? I mean, they're openly, and again, dealing with this Toys R Us thing at the mall, dealing with this, folks, the Army says, and the Marines for that matter, as part of PR, they're doing this. This is only to acclimate us to troops. This is not our opinion. You know, I mean, out with jaws of life at auto accidents now, the military. I mean, I guess they really think they're going to be able to acclimate the dumb public, use the troops against us, bankrupt everything. I mean, I guess they really think they're going to win. I don't know how they're going to win, Bob. I mean, this is going to outrage people.
Well, I think you're right. And that sort of thing has been resurrected in other countries. You're seeing that through Central and South America and Mexico now. And, of course, the excuse in Mexico is the drug shootouts between the gangs of bandits that get involved in those kind of things. And you know, every major city in the country, and even smaller ones, they've got trucks and trucks full of troops in full, you know, combat gear with either M16s or FNFALs.
And now they're registering, right? You've got to get fingerprints to have a cell phone, just total control.
Unbelievable. And I, you know, they're going to push the people so far, and they're going to snap. And what will make that happen is the declining economy. And this sort of thing that you're citing here will go on for the next 2 or 3 years, and finally the economy will become totally unglued, and there'll be one-third of the population will be out of work, and lots more people will have lost their homes and their vehicles.
And that's why the bankers are all buying houses overseas with no extradition in Dubai and other places, also in South America, Paraguay. They're all leaving because I guess they've robbed us blind, and it's bye-bye, and they just leave us with a bunch of paramilitary idiots.
That's right. Absolutely. And that is where it's headed. And they are moving offshore, so to speak, to those places that the U.S. doesn't or can't extradite.
Well, let me ask you this. If they've stolen $8.5 trillion as of last week, new numbers aren't out. $8.5 trillion stolen, according to Associated Press, San Francisco Chronicle, and Congress, $8.5 trillion. We'd said $10 trillion over the next year, and we're only 7 weeks in. They've almost stole that. How much can they steal? Or I guess they'll just steal all of it and then devalue it, or what are they doing?
Well, first of all, the amount of money that they can steal is incumbent upon how long they can keep the hyperinflationary system going. And that remains to be seen. I mean, you've had Paul Craig Roberts on, and he and I both think it would be another 2 or 3 years. And when we discussed that perhaps two, 3 months ago, you thought it would happen more quickly. These people have a lot of control, and so you have to wait for the system to break down, and it will happen over the next 2 to 3 years. So I think we're that far away from it, and that's what they're preparing for. And so that's where I think in the time frame where it's going.
Bob, I want to open the phones up about the military, the police state, where it's all going. When we come back, well, after we take some calls, I do want to get a bigger description from you of what it means to have the Federal Reserve announce it's going to issue T-bills. It's going to issue government bonds, but it's going to be private and secret. I mean, that's just, there's just no end to it. So we'll talk about that later as well with Bob Chapman. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website. Check it out. Get a free trial subscription there on the site. We'll be right back.
the new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516.
We're going to go to your calls right now, and then we're going to get more into what it means to have, without even the Congress or the Treasury involved, have the Federal Reserve issuing bonds, the equivalent to U.S. bonds, but then the American people's tax money, I guess, will be paid out, or how is that going to work? And then they get all the profit. I mean, this is just insane. So we'll be dealing with that, talking about that with Bob Chapman and where he sees all this going. John in Texas, we got Paul in Germany, many others, but John in Texas is at the shopping mall. It's outside Lakeline Mall between the Toys R Us. It's in North Austin and the Best Buy there with the Marines out doing PSYOPs on the children. Of course, the Marines don't even know that. They don't read their own NORTHCOM directives. Their commanders do, though. And Again, that address is at 183 and 620 Lakeline Mall. You can't miss it. John, you're out there. What are you witnessing?
Well, there's two Humvees, and one of them sporting, it looks like an M60 on top, and then the other one looks like a heavier caliber. They're out there on, like, you know, full battle gear, except for the helmet. They have bulletproof vests on. And
now, in the past, there were laws against regular military driving around with their weapons in plain view. I think that law is still there.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, military vehicles before from time to time, but never sporting, you know, their weaponry.
What are they doing to Jim Dillon? Do you see them surrounding somebody?
Not from where I'm sitting. There's some landscapers running around. They're kind of gathered around one of the Humvees.
Has anybody come over and harassed you yet?
No, I'm kind of stashed away. I'm not close by where I would, you know, stand out. So.
Have other folks shown up out there yet?
I thought there was a few of them. There's a radio station that's next door to them that have set up a little camper.
Yeah, what you do is you just nonchalantly go over to the radio station, Marines, it's a free country, and say, hey, you know, we're here with, you know, Alex Jones at InfoWars.com, local radio, everybody knows who I am, we're here to cover this, and it's a free country. Then if they say leave the mall parking lot, and they act like it's a public place and invite everybody, but it really isn't, then just go. But keep watching things for us, John, and go over there where my guys get there in about 30 minutes, because we're about 30 minutes away from you in North Austin.
Are they actually going to be at the site?
Oh, yeah, they're going to walk up and talk to them.
Okay, then I'll be over there.
But I want other witnesses tracking everything that's happening and going on as well. We just want to ask the Marines, hey, shouldn't we give these children their Bill of Rights, their Constitution? You know, is this for acclimating the public? So just
right.
Giving them some Chinese slave toys? Shouldn't we... you know, and then say, do you support the Bill of Rights Constitution? Why are you here in battle gear? Why do you have weapons out? You're not supposed to do that. And then, you know, they'll say, leave, and you leave. Just absolutely pathetic. Okay.
I'm on my way. There's a couple of guys over there now that are in, you know, regular clothes, so I'm going to go check it out.
All right, thank you. Bob Chapman, what do you think of that?
I think it's terrible. But it's to what's to be expected, and... As you say, the commanders know, but the Marines in the field, so to speak, don't. And, you know, they're just told to go there and do what they're supposed to do, and if they don't, they get a problem. And from the looks of it, it's not an a lawful act, with the exception of their weaponry. And I guess somebody who knows more about it than we will sort that out in time.
Well, I don't have the law in front of me, but I know that they don't even, you know, for like regular duty, allow the National Guard to run around with guns. So this is bizarre.
Are they carrying small arms?
I need to ask the guys that, but it sounds like they are. But I do know that Dillon said they called the security guards on him. So how dare Dillon walk over and say, this is Alex Jones on the phone. Oh, in America, the Marines, we have to call security. You know, the same thing happened in Hebron, Maryland. In 1998, it's in Police State 2000, the Marines walk over, call the cops over, and have the cops and the Marines have guns with them, and they say, turn your camera off, and the cops put the guy in handcuffs and go through his stuff. So, again, you don't videotape the Marines taking over Hebron, Maryland in America. You don't videotape them. What do you think this is, America? You think you have freedom, slave? Bob, when we come back in the long segment before we go to more calls, let's get into specifically this Federal Reserve issue. Start talking about that now, issuing their own bonds.
Well, I think the most important thing is that they had about $850 billion in assets, if I'm not mistaken, and they were in the form of treasuries. And they have loaned those out to institutions, bankers and Wall Street. And they received in return for them securities, as far as we know, at face value, much of which, perhaps half or more, was worth 25 cents on the dollar and not face value.
All right, Fifth, explain it when we get back. Here we go.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shin.
All right, I want to hurry through your calls. Paul in Germany, Joe in Arizona, Jim Virginia, John Texas, Adam Canada, and others. But finishing up, Bob Chapman, with what you were saying, the Federal Reserve has all these assets they've grabbed under themselves. Why are they now saying, the news was saying it may mean a devaluation of the dollar and a default in the Treasury. Now, that's what the news was saying. What is this really about?
Well, to go on, the collateralization that the Fed now has is they lent out assumably some $800 billion worth of treasuries that they were holding, and they received things back which were worth 25% of that by 50%. And so they've had a diminution of their $800 billion down to perhaps $450 billion. Now, we don't know how much or how many bonds that they're going to issue. It could be in the trillions of dollars. And so what the Fed is doing is, without the consent of Congress or the request or cooperation of the Treasury Department, is becoming the Treasury Department, or one step above it, if you may. And it, I was going to get to this devaluation situation which you just mentioned, and they may be implying here that they want the Fed to do the issuance from here on out because they're afraid they were going to have to officially devalue the dollar. Now, the dollar has been depreciated or devaluated on a national competitive basis for some time. Over the last four or five months, there's been a dollar rally. That rally seems to be over now. And if, in fact, that rally is over, then the dollar is going to go back down to where it was before. On the USDX, which is an index that they have, six other major currencies versus the dollar. And that has gone from 71.16 up to about 88. Now it's headed back down again. And if it gets back down to 71 again, it will have been depreciated or devalued naturally. But I think they've got up their sleeve here is that the dollar is going to drop more over the next 2 to 3 years. And I think that what they're doing is they're preparing for a devaluation. And where would that happen? Probably on the USDX around 40 or 50. And again, it's about 84 right now. And so once they get down there, they would probably say, well, we're going to give you one new one for 10 old ones, dollars that is. Or we're going to have a new unit. It's going to be called something else.
And the Fed bonds will be the new global standard. That's what they're announcing is you'll buy your green credits. You'll pay your taxes directly to them.
That's right.
Well, you already, on your taxes, already write it to the Federal Reserve.
That's right.
So this is just them openly ruling everything.
That's right. And, you know, the public doesn't understand it. And I got to stress this. There are people with master's degrees in business and economics that don't know what we're talking about. This is an arcane area. This is not something that's regularly taught in economics 1 and 2 or 101 and 102.
But it seems pretty simple. The bankers implode us by design. They claim it's a bailout. It's really a total empowerment for no transparency. They take over and openly become the government. That's what the Financial Times of London's saying.
And it's corporatist fascism. That's exactly what it is.
Unbelievable.
And the trial run was the 1930s in Italy and in Germany.
All right, let's take some calls. Paul in Germany. You're on the air, Paul. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I am a sergeant in the Army stationed in Germany, and I was just calling to let you know that you are definitely reaching people in the military. I ran into your videos about a year ago and have been listening to the show ever since, quietly kind of minding my business. But I'm real close to getting out of the Army now, and I feel able to risk it to come out and, you know, talk to you on your radio show. But for a long time, I thought about just cutting my losses and getting out. But if I do that, I get a dishonorable discharge, and it kind of, you know, heel clips me, and I can't really get a job or do
anything.
Yeah,
we don't. So. I mean, it's sad that the good people are leaving, so, you know, that, so that's your decision. But we understand. Specifically, though, you say other folks are waking up in the military?
Yeah, I have guys that I've deployed with that I went to Iraq who I trust and I know were just as blind as I was by the whole thing, and I've passed your videos around to them, and we've kept in touch and talked a little bit here and a little bit there. If I was an officer, Alex, if I could stay in for 20-plus years and get up there into the higher ranks and actually make real change, I would, but I'm just an enlisted. I'm just a sergeant. I'm a grunt on the bottom of the totem pole. All asking questions is going to do.
No, I understand, but I mean, separate from people you've woken up, are they talking about the military announcing abolishing the National Guard, totally federalizing it, using the Army for civil insurrection on the streets of America? I mean, is there a buzz going on that?
As far as I know, Alex, not here in Germany. I haven't heard anything, haven't read anything, but. Like I said, I'm in Germany. I don't think they'd activate us from Germany to send us to the States. They're going to do it all with stateside.
Well, they're sending Iraq troops to the U.S. 3rd Brigade Army. So, yeah, well, I would just, if you're allowed to give people the Washington Post, I'd say, hey, Washington Post says they're going to use troops against the American people. I mean, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I can tell you for one that if they did arm me and deploy me to the streets, I'd set my weapon down and just say I'm not doing this.
Well, that's a catch-22. In a way, it's good because we know they've done questionnaires and upwards of 80% have said no. But then that only leaves the bad guys, and then they recruit more bad guys. Bob Chapman?
We'll take care of the bad guys, and you can help us.
Yeah, you know, I mean... It's just I'm totally against killing Americans, whether they're the bad guys or the good guys. They're all Americans, and as far as I'm concerned, and the ones that you would describe as the bad guys are the ones that are not like me and don't know the truth. They just know what they're being fed, and I couldn't shoot one of them.
Yeah, it's bad. Well, the bankers are engineering it all, and it's good to have you on board. How did you first find my videos, Paul?
I found your videos totally and randomly by accident. I was on YouTube, and I saw the very first edition of Loose Change. And I clicked on it, and I watched it, and I was like, okay, what's all this about? And that led me into other 9/11 videos and Pentagon videos, and then I saw your name. You know, if you want more info, check out this link. Found InfoWar, started watching the videos, started doing all that, and I've been on for about a year now.
Well, God bless you. Keep spreading the word as much as you can, Paul. Thank you. Because if we were able to spread the word to the police and military, this isn't going to happen. Let's talk to Joe in Arizona. You're on the air with Bob Chapman, the InternationalForecaster.com.
Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Alex. I just want to say me and my friends here and my whole family listen to your show. It's very informative, and we do appreciate the work you're doing. You are reaching people. I just want to let you know when you get down, just keep your head up. Because there is people out there who are listening, and we're finding out, we're figuring it out. I just want to let you know that. And I have some other info. I posted on your forum. I just subscribed to Prison Planet TV a week ago just to help you support the info war. Because that's
you.
What it actually is. It's an info war. But people don't understand about that. It's truth war, you could say, because they're not going to tell you the truth. You have to figure out the truth. And that's what it is. It's a war of information. It's a war of knowledge.
Absolutely.
They have the knowledge.
Well, let me just say this. I don't get down myself. I just get upset by seeing evil winning. And I know that it's doing it because good people don't know. And it's just so crazy to watch foreign banks steal $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks. I mean, what's coming next, Bob?
More money. And you talked about that early, you know, about 3 months ago. I projected 10 trillion plus when people were projecting 10 and 20 billion. And now they've caught up with me. And, you know, this could go anywhere. We could be talking 20, 30 trillion. They're not going to stop because there's no way out. There's no solution. And they're going to buy time as long as they can.
Anything else, Joe?
Yes. Let me explain what's actually going on here in southern Arizona. I posted on your website massive enemy movements. And the reason I say that is because it's not just U.S. forces they're moving around here. It's NATO forces.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. The Tucson Daily Star is the name, correct?
That's where I live.
Yeah, yeah. 2 weeks ago, they announced German, Dutch, British,
yeah.
Czech, Ukrainian.
It's been going on for 10 years since I was 13 years old.
Yeah, no, it is
I'm only 22 years old. I've known about the New World Order since they first allowed internet in schools. See, because I dropped out of school when I was 16 years old because I couldn't take the garbage they teach there. You know, it's garbage. I knew more before I went into the school.
No, it's worthless. But, I know most successful people don't or get out of college or high school. I'm not trying to say drop out, folks, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just worthless now.
It's garbage. It's garbage, especially here in Arizona. They don't teach American history. At least they don't teach the full American history.
Well, you don't drop out to do drugs and party. I know a lot of people that dropped out to go start lawn companies or restaurants, and I knew guys by the time they were 20 that were millionaires.
Yeah, well, let me explain what's happening here. See, here I've been hit by the New World Order 100 times over, and let me explain why. My wife and, we're young. We have a child. He's hypospadias. Now, what that is it's a deformity in the penis, which gives the child reproductive harm. Now, let me explain what this is. Back in the 70s, 60s, 40s, when eugenics was all the rage in the intellectual community, and if you go the AMA and all these other organizations that are about health and diseases, they don't cure the disease. They promote the diseases. Keyword, promote. The profit.
They milk them. So, I mean, bottom line, what happened?
Well, basically, I've been hit by the New World Order 100 times over. I knew about it before I ever came across your info. And the reason I say this is because now he's hypospadias, and I've traced it back to my wife's grandmother, who took a certain type of birth control in the 70s. Now that's manifesting itself in our younger generations with...
No, I'm aware of that. There were several birth controls that actually caused DNA damage. That's amazing.
Deformities,
and
yeah.
And then if your child has any deformity, they say that's at risk and they stick CPS on you. Is that what happened?
No, well, they didn't stick CPS on me because we don't go to the doctor. That's another good thing. We don't go there any longer. But either way, that's the issue I have. Not just that. Here in Arizona, people don't realize 60-70% of all commerce is drugs. They don't realize that drugs, most people that don't have a job, that have an apartment, are paying that with drug money.
I know. Listen, we're out of time. Call me back another day and tell me more. But that's just terrible to hear. Jim in Virginia, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks a lot, and a wonderful program. In fact, a friend of mine has sent me a satellite receiver. I'm going to pick up Genesis Radio Network and put it on low-power broadcast here in Richmond and maybe get more of the neighborhood to hear about it.
Good.
So I think it's necessary, and we also need to really pray for these people who've been deceived by this New World Order and... get the word out to our troops, and also even maybe some of the New World Order people aren't aware of what's going to happen to them, you know, like in Revelation. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, well, we've talked to high-level people who are inside the New World Order, and most of them don't even like what's happening, but they feel like they're trapped in it. Bob Chapman, you want to comment on that?
Well, I haven't seen any commentary by people within the New World Order, but I'm sure that a lot of them are disappointed, but they're driven by acceptance socially and the money and power that comes with it, and they don't want to give it up. And a lot of them are trapped.
Yeah, and I think we need to Jesus has the power, you know, if he allows someone who realizes that he's trapped to get out of it. And I think this is something we need to, as Christians, we need to really go in that direction.
We need to start in the churches, educating people that 26,000 churches have been taken over by the feds secretly, and it's now mainstream news, so there's no denial. And if your church is telling you, turn in your guns, submit to the government, they're on the payroll. Good to hear from you, sir. Are you going to put up an AM or a FM micro transmitter?
Yeah, it'll be AM.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of great units that are actually legal that go out about 3 miles, and you can string those out with people and really get the word out and put up flyers around your area and really hit people hard with the info. All right. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to John in Texas. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. John just hung up. Adam in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I wanted to talk about, I was on the InfoWars and all that kind of stuff, and you talked about the Harper government and the coalition and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the Queen abolishing Parliament or suspending it because they didn't want Harper.
Exactly, yeah. It's an interesting fact here in Canada that we have a Parliament that controls our Prime Minister, which is different than the President, I apologize. It's the first time I've ever called into the show or into any show.
Nothing to apologize about.
It's just one of those interesting facts that I was listening. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up while you're gathering your thoughts. Yeah, Reuters last Friday, Bob, and a bunch of other papers admitted the Governor General of the Queen really runs Canada and every other Commonwealth. And they didn't like what Parliament was doing, the elected representatives, so she just suspended them and ordered them what to do. Boy, talk about taking the glove off the iron fist, Bob.
Yeah, well, I don't think most Canadians realize that they're still in power. They like to think that they weren't, although they many of them still are well disposed towards the royal family, but I don't think they realize the power that still is held over the Canadian government in other governments, former colonies. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we see the things that we do in America. The British have never been happy about the fact that Americans had a successful revolution and then beat off the British and the Canadians eventually in the War of 1812, and it was the Canadians that burned down Washington.
And that's why they're killing the country.
Yes, that's why they want to destroy America, to bring it to its knees, so they can be controlled by the black nobility of Europe.
And the bankers are doing that right now, and our military needs to defend the republic. The police need to defend the republic. This is all out in the open, Bob, now. There's no denials. There's no sidestepping. The police and military are either with the people or the New World Order. What do you say to that, Bob?
You're absolutely right. And I think with the military, 90% is on our side, and I don't think that's going to be a problem. With law enforcement, it's a different situation. It might be 60-40, and that's not good.
Absolutely, and they are destroying their futures going along with this. Anything else you want to add, Adam?
I was reading about what happened with the Bilderberg Group and Stephen Harper going to go before them.
All right, stay there. We're going to come right back to you.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
I'll be covering this Sunday. U.S. now only two states away from rewriting the Constitution. The public policy organizations issued an urgent alert stating affirmative votes are needed for only two more states before a constitutional convention to be assembled in which today's corrupt politicians and judges to formally change the U.S. Constitution's, quote, problematic provisions to reflect the philosophical and social morals of the contemporary society. The American Policy Institute is reporting the warning comes at a time when Barack Obama is moving to do this. So you heard Secretary of Defense Gates say 2 weeks ago, we need to change the Constitution to let the military do this, but they're announcing they're going ahead and doing it. Just amazing. Finishing up, Adam in Canada, make your point.
Absolutely, sir. I was just thinking about Gretchen and Paul Martin. They both pushed the same agendas that Stephen Harper is pushing now. There was the idea that there was supposed to be a majority government here in Canada from Stephen Harper, and he was one of the pushers for the North American Union. And then when the coalition was formed to bring down the majority government or the minority government, they postponed Parliament till January 27th, which is right after Barack Obama's inauguration. And it's just one of those unusual circumstances that when you look at the background, the history of all these political parties that are all pushing the same ideology, but they get their base to, you know, push for whoever, the NDP, the Liberals.
Well, Martin has met secretly repeatedly, and the documents came out of how to sneak through the North American Union on Canadians. These are criminals. Bob Chapman, what is the big surprise coming up on the 21st and 22nd of next month that they keep... I mean, is that a dollar devaluation? That's what some news is saying. Is it a Pakistan-Indian war? What is it in your educated opinion?
It's really hard to say this time. I don't think it's a devaluation. I don't think they're ready for that. I know Ron Paul has said that it could be that. And he's in a fairly good position to make that kind of a call. But I don't, you know, putting all the intelligence together, I don't think they're ready for that. They could do that, but I think it'll be further down the line. I think an extension into Pakistan of the Afghanistani conflict occupation, I think that's a pretty good chance that that is the objective here. And that means the troops that are coming out of Iraq that don't go to the United States suppress riots and things like that will be sent to Afghanistan. And I think there's a good chance that that is probably the mission.
Folks can go to theinternationalforecaster.com and get a free trial subscription to your twice-a-week newsletter, or they can call and get the digital or a trial hard copy. Bob, do you have that number to call to get a free one?
Yes, I do. And
I love to always spring that on you.
Oh, gosh. You're such a devil you are. I'll get it here.
That doesn't
I'll
matter.
I'll get it.
We're basically out of time here anyways, Bob.
It's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178. And Ted will love you for that.
All right. Yeah, Ted Anderson's giving out those free ones. Thank you so much for coming on, Bob.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. By the way, I will be live. We didn't do it yesterday. We're doing it today. A test, 4 to 5 p.m. only at PrisonPlanet.tv. Put links up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Just go to the live feed channel. And it'll be the live audio streams as well. So rebroadcast for an hour at InfoWars.com starts now with all the info I covered in the first hour. Then I will be back in that next hour. So 1 hour from now. 1 hour and 1 minute. 30 seconds from now, we will be live for 1 hour on the maiden voyage out of the new studios. It's going to be pretty good, so I hope you'll join us for that. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Defend the Republic. Be on the side of good. Fight evil. Love you all. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.